Nolte, The Daily Show ratings hit 10-year high. And still suck. By Jon Nolte on July 15, 2025. Ratings for the far left The Daily Show have hit a 10-year high, and yet. They still suck. This is the tallest midget at the circus kind of shameless hype, right here. The Daily host Jon Stewart's return to ratings success has been well documented, but what might be surprising is that The Daily Show just scored its biggest quarterly share in 10 years, hypes the far-left deadline. Four paragraphs later, we get a sad trombone. The Daily Show is up 15% in pure ratings numbers as well. From an average of 342,000 to 393,000, which was its best quarterly rating in 4 years. Wow. Did you read that? From 342,000 total viewers to pause to break out laughing a whopping 393,000 total viewers. It gets better. It's also no surprise that Monday nights, the sole night that Stewart has carved out to host the show, are The Daily Show's best performing shows, explains Deadline. Mondays. Average ratings went up 8% from 511,000 to 550,000. Meanwhile, Greg Gutfeld's late-night Fox News show regularly attracts up to 3 million viewers. So, compared to the American population, serial ratings failure Jon Stewart increased his viewership from a statistical zero to a statistical zero. When I read that hype headline, my first thought was, are we really going to start this shit again? For two decades, the fake media have tried to hype Stewart and The Daily Show into some kind of national phenomenon when the ratings said otherwise. And keep in mind, I was ridiculing Stewart over his ratings when he pulled in more than a million viewers. Now he's down to less than half that, but here we go again. Hyping the millionaire socialist who ended up crawling back to Comedy Central and The Daily Show after flopping everywhere else. Some context. While the millionaire socialist was attracting his amazeballs 550,000 viewers, Something Called Christmas at Sea on the Hallmark Channel grabbed 647,000 viewers on a Monday in July. Mystery at Blind Frog Ranch drew 623,000 viewers. Sean Hannity drew 2.33 million viewers. The Price is Right drew 3.96 million viewers. Greg Gutfeld posted 2.8 million viewers. If your 10-year high in the ratings is losing to Mystery at Blind Frog Ranch, and I have nothing against blind frogs, in fact, I've been donating to the Blind Frog Foundation since 1997, you're failing. And don't forget all the free hype Jon Stewart gets from all over the media for being a leftist. Online, The Daily Show videos are doing nothing special numbers, an average of 1 to 3 million views, which are 1 hour of cat cuteness numbers. Just remember that Gutfeld attracts 4 and 5, and sometimes 6 times as many viewers as Jon Stewart. That's all the context any normal person requires. Jon Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.